Welcome to Short Take. Lydia Geisler was born in Leipzig and now lives in Neu-Ulm, Bavaria. In 1989, her family fled the GDR, an experience that strongly shaped her later career. Lydia's interest in visual transformation and creative processes behind the camera developed early. She works in makeup and special effects, focusing on character design and cinematic aesthetics. Her feature film debut was Ein Geschenk der Götter. Her most recent work includes Misty, The Errol Garner Story, Cyberpunk Romance, and the historical drama Kala, for which she developed period-accurate makeup concepts and aging effects. For Lydia, makeup is an essential element of visual storytelling. She is a face-to-face with German Films Ambassador in 2026. Hi, Lydia.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Our podcast, Short Take, is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in.
Great to be here. I'm ready.
All right. How would you describe your current mood ideally in three words?
I'm excited, humble, and thankful.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I love being active. Swimming, running, hitting the home gym, kite surfing.
Wow.
Just moving and enjoying it.
Yeah.
But my perfect calm moment is a long, relaxed weekend breakfast where I can really take my time.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a secret obsession, one that you're willing to share?
Luckily, not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
As a child, I used to constantly check if doors were locked.
Oh, okay.
And I was obsessed with having my blanket perfectly smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad I left that behind me.
Yeah. What is the favorite job you've done? And it can be film related or makeup, special effects related, but it can be something else entirely.
Looking back, one of my happiest jobs was actually a summer job in my youth at a cafe with my mom. I served ice cream, made sundaes, and helped out in the kitchen making pizza.
Mm.
I had so much fun and still have so many positive memories of that time. I always feel that same careful feeling whenever I think about it.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Their ability to go deep and to talk about everything without judging each other.
Yeah. What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish, but it can also be a cuisine.
I love Thai cuisine, and panang curry is one of my favorite dishes.
Mm, nice. Now, we're pivoting a little bit. If you weren't a makeup and special effects artist, what would you be?
If my body hadn't decided to stop growing at 1.57 meters, I might be a criminal investigator today working on murder cases.
Wow. Okay. Is there like a height, like a minimum height that you... Oh, wow.
Yes. And the funny thing is, I actually live with a detective now, so I get to experience firsthand what it's really like.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm glad I didn't become one. So if I could choose again today, I could imagine being a stunt double for horseback riding scenes, preferably in westerns.
Yeah, nice. What real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I wish I could live underwater.
Huh, okay.
My father used to be a diving instructor, and when I was a child, we did many dives together, even wreck dives.
Wow.
I loved moving in harmony with the fish, sometimes even with sharks smaller reef sharks. The peaceful silence and the way sunlight turns the ocean floor into a mystical world of light. I really wish everyone could experience that magic at least once in their life.
Which is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also something that you saw as an audience member that moved you or that inspired you?
My partner and I have a little Christmas ritual. Every year during the holiday season, we watch Carol by Todd Haynes with Kate Blanchett and Rooney Mara. And there's a particular line we love. And that's when Carol asks Therese in her wonderful voice. And I thought, perhaps you might like to come with me, would you? And Therese replies, yes, yes, I would. It's such a simple moment, but it really goes straight to the heart. A wonderful film you can watch again and again.
Yeah, it is a very, very beautiful film. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
I wish I were the kind of person who says I love reading. Honestly, I'm more of a podcast person.
Okay.
But there's one book I've read multiple times, Der Gläserne Himmel by Petra Hammesfahr. Other than that, I mostly read screenplays, which comes with the job.
True. And also is a lot of reading. So, well, which sort of makes the next question a little bit moot, and it's fine if you don't have an answer. Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature? And that doesn't necessarily mean they have to be like heroic. It just means that maybe that's someone that you admire as a character.
For me, it's Princess Fantagiro. I still...
Oh, yes, I love that series.
And I still love this TV miniseries from the early 90s.
And for some reason, the costumes in Fantagiro always kind of remind me of Drei Haselnüsse für Aschenbrödel.
It's also...
I mean, every time I watch that, I'm thinking... Were they on crack when they designed some of these costumes? I mean, I love them, don't get me wrong, but some of those hats, and it's just so amazing.
Yeah,
and now, the film questions. What is the next, possibly German, but not necessarily, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can very happily plug your own work here.
Oh, there are so many. I'm really looking forward to the upcoming final season of Babylon Berlin and also to season 2 of Crystal Ball.
Yeah.
I especially love the series Tage, die es nicht gab, mainly because of its strong female characters. And I really hope there will be another season.
Yes, fingers crossed. I'll Diana Amft was on the podcast twice, not in this one, on the longer one. And I think the second time we talked, they had just finished shooting the second season, so, which is out now, of course, but we'll see. Hopefully they'll get another one. Given that you've worked quite a lot across the board, are there any... Again, German, but not necessarily upcoming or already established talents that you can recommend our listeners to watch out for.
Yes, someone I'd really love to see more of is Elise Krebs, the daughter of Vicky Krebs. She played the lead in my last film, Carla, and I think she's incredibly talented. I would be excited if she continues acting.
Mm-hmm. And now we're getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
My endless patience, my empathy, and above all, my creativity and imagination.
Yeah. What do you dislike about yourself?
I tend to overthink things, reflect too much, take things to heart. And sometimes I struggle with perfectionism.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
That's a good question. I don't really regret anything. I prefer to focus on learning from mistakes and growing from them. There's a saying, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forward. But one thing I do regret, though is that I stopped figure skating.
Okay. You're talking to someone who can, well, I slipped on, when I was 6 years old, I slipped on ice, like in winter, and I broke my left wrist. And ever since then, I've been, well, it's my own stupidity, really, but still. And ever since then, I'm really very sort of insecure whenever it's icy, which, you know, just makes it even worse, I think. Which random thing makes you happy?
Strolling through the weekend market on Saturday, picking up nice things for the weekend, seeing all the people walking hand in hand and imagining myself being that carefree and happy when I'm older.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
You only live once, so live it, don't waste it.
Yeah. And we're at the last question, and I'm very interested in your answer. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Kelly Reilly. The way she portrays Beth Dutton in Yellowstone, strong, confident, feminine, and with a certain coolness, I would love for her to play me if I could choose.
Okay, nice. Very, very nice choice. But my question is, would she play you with an American or with her original British accent?
With an American.
Okay. And that was it. Thank you so much, Lydia, for taking the time and talking to us. It was a pleasure.
Thanks so much for having me.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.